Greetings once again, fellow readers. Well, this time I have a short story to share with you, and hopefully it will not be full of the multitudinous pauses and mistakes that graced the last few articles I shared on here. The problem was, I was sitting at the time in an armchair in the back room of my local coffee shop, and I was having to juggle three different things: my magazine, a caramel latte, and my digital recorder. So it was just a tad on the awkward side. I should probably have waited till I got home to read those articles, but the thing is, I was enjoying the atmosphere there so much, and also my aforementioned latte, that I kind of wanted to stay as long as I could, and that gave me an excuse to do so. Well, I'm home now, so hopefully my reading will be back up to its usual standards, or so-called standards. Now, I must confess that this short story is rather on the cheesy side, so if you would prefer to skip this, you'd be more than welcome to do so. But I like a bit of cheese from time to time myself, and I found this kind of cute. It's called An Unexpected Win, and is by someone named K. Leighton Sisk, whoever that is. It originally appeared in the March 2017 issue of Woman's World, but I'm seeing it in the current issue of Our Special, which is the magazine that I get for blind chicks. An Unexpected Win. Come on, Mom, hurry! They'll start without us! Lisa Appleton pulled the old bowling bag from the car and caught up with 10-year-old Katie as she entered Star Strike Bowling Alley. The sound of rolling balls and crashing pins brought back good memories for her. A banner greeted them upon their entrance. Welcome, Grover Cleveland Elementary 3rd Annual Bowl-a-thon. It might be the PTA's third fundraiser, but it was Lisa and Katie's first. What better way to get to know parents, teachers, and students when your job change meant a midterm move? I see my class. Katie pulled her through groups of kids. Lisa knew her daughter expected great things from her in the way of strikes and spares. She'd tried to explain that most of the trophies in the study were not hers. They had belonged to Katie's dad. She should have packed them all away when he died 4 years ago, but she hadn't. She just couldn't bring herself to do it. Mrs. Kirk, this is my mom. Katie beamed up at her teacher. So good to meet you, Mrs. Appleton. I hear you're quite the bowler. Lisa shot her daughter a look. It's been a while. But it's just like riding a bike, right? Katie signed you up with the Winstons. Katie, why don't you go and find them? Katie made a beeline for a spot two lanes over as Lisa asked, who are the Winstons? Matt's in my class. He doesn't have a mom, and since I... Oh, hi, Matt. This is my mom. Hi, Katie. My dad's getting our shoes. We don't bowl much. That's okay, Katie said. My mom's a pro. Katie, I am not, Lisa sighed. Neither of them seemed to hear her. Here's my dad, Matt said. His name is John. His hands were as ringless as hers. His grip was firm and his eyes smiling. Was there a bit of matchmaking going on here? Lisa tried to catch Katie's eye, but she was busy examining the balls. Lisa helped Katie get her shoes on and pick an appropriate ball. She'd forgotten how exciting this sport could be for children. I see we have a pro here, John remarked as she laced up her own pair of shoes. I'll apologize now for our lack of talent. I haven't bowled in 4 years, she said, so we're probably in the same league. Katie gets rather excited. She's just proud of her mother. He was kind, and his son was well-mannered. The music stopped for the announcement to explain the rules, and then the bowling commenced. It took a few frames for Lisa to find her rhythm, but at the end of their game, she had led them into first place in the fifth grade. Looks as if we've tied with the sixth grade class, Katie said as she eyed the rankings. Bowl off, John said. And here I was thinking we'd be at the bottom of the scoreboard. Thanks for improving us, Lisa. Well, I'll be sore tomorrow, she laughed. But I'm so happy I've done this, she thought. Come on, Mom, we have to win. Yeah, Dad, win. Before Lisa could speak, John took over. What did I teach you about winning, Matt? It's not everything. If we win, we were playing better at the time than the other fellow. We play honestly and with honor. Remember that. Matt nodded. You sound like my mom, Katie chimed in. Good. Now let's go show them how it's done. The classes cheered them on. After all, dinner, courtesy of his bowling alley, was on the line. It came down to the last frame, and alas, it was John's turn. He launched his ball, and halfway down it veered into the gutter. The sixth grade cheered, and the fifth was full of, "We'll get him next year." Mrs. Kirk handed them the runner-up certificates. "What did we win?" Katie asked. Lisa opened the envelope. "Looks like another night of bowling." "Me too," John said. "What a coincidence." "And better than a dinner." "Yes, it has far more striking possibilities." She wouldn't ask him to spare the puns. Instead, she might just buy new bowling shoes. It sounded like she would be needing them if she was going to improve her game and, perhaps, someone else's.